Dubai Eye
103.8. We've got a packed show for you between now and, of course, us going off air at 1 o'clock this afternoon. My name's Tomek, Zina Zalameh alongside me. Another packed agenda for us today. Zine's picking up where we left off yesterday. A couple of other bits and pieces we just need to address first and foremost. Obviously, we'll have Serena Kelly bringing us updates on the weather, but suggesting there's going to be a bit more rain today. I can't imagine that looking at the sky today, but apparently there is.
That is what the weather authorities are saying, that Dubai and Abu Dhabi are set for more rain today, this afternoon, to be specific. So just when you thought it was safe to wash your car again, as a newspaper says, a new weather front bringing heavy rain with thunder and lightning as well, and even hail expected due to sweep in from the Arabian Sea. That's there's a video forecast posted on the National Center of Meteorology's Twitter page showing a large mass of cloud approaching the UAE coast from the direction of Kuwait on Tuesday. So right after the show, I'm heading back to Dubai. I don't want to be stuck in traffic. I don't want to be stuck in any rainwater pools, as people call them.
So if you've got any more updates on the weather, feel free to share them through to us. Obviously, weather will be playing a part in our discussions between now and the end of play. We'll also have a keep an eye on international news, none more so than the travel issues between the UAE and the Philippines. What's the latest from Manila?
Yes, as you know, the Metro Manila and other neighboring provinces having problems with volcanic ash. UAE carriers now resuming flights to Manila International Airport, now in recovery mode after suspending services due to volcanic ash, as I said, in volcanic ash from Taal Volcano in Batangas. Operations have partially resumed, with priority being given for departing flights. Etihad Airways has reinstated flights EY-428, EY-421, and Emirates Airlines said its services to and from Manila, Clark, and Cebu, those three destinations, will be resuming today on the 14th of January. So passengers being urged to get in touch with their airlines, booking offices, or contact centers for the latest information, because the information that we have right now may change anytime.
Cheers, Zines. Right, let's dive straight into the talkers down here live from Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, brought to you by Mazda. We're broadcasting all week down here, not just the agenda, but also afternoons with Helen Farmer as well. Let's talk about some of the efforts being put into place here in the region by some of the region's hospitality leaders. As Jumeirah Saadiyat Island Resort is celebrating its first year as a luxury eco-conscious resort here in the heart of Abu Dhabi, I think it's an opportunity to look back at a raft of the eco-friendly practices and activities that they've implemented as part of its overarching sustainability mission. I've had the privilege of staying at the resort in the recent times, and I must say that I was very pleasantly surprised and amazed by some of the initiatives there. Initiatives we'll talk about more now with the GM of Jumeirah Saadiyat Island, Linda Griffin, who's with us here. Linda, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And thanks also to Emily Armstrong, a marine biologist and island whisperer, who's also alongside us. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Listen, let's start with you first and foremost, Linda, if we can. Congratulations on a year of success, a year of recognition as well from the communities down here in Abu Dhabi and also from the hospitality industry as a whole. Looking back at the year that was, I mean, was this a conscious decision from all the team at the resort, from all the team at Jumeirah, to move into this with this fresh approach to eco-conscious hospitality?
Yeah, it was definitely a very conscious decision to start with no plastic bottles at the beach, at the pool area, and it organically grew as the team came on board, and we've just gone throughout the resort and focused on all sorts of initiatives, and it continues to happen by the entire team. And then likewise, Jumeirah is seeing the outcomes of it and supporting us and following it as well.
I mean, great initiatives from all the team down there. It's one thing I personally felt when I came down was the team were very much on board, helpful in showing you what to do, etc. You got your bottle on arrival as well, which I thought was a great initiative. What about guests? What's the reaction been from guests in the last 12 months?
Actually, guest reaction has been fabulous. They really support the idea and love it, and enjoy also getting their complimentary water at the beach and pools, sparkling and still, so that's a great benefit as well for them.
Indeed it is. Emily, obviously this is something that is very personal to you as well in the grand scheme of the protection of marine wildlife here in the region and further afield. Is the initiatives from leaders in hospitality, is this what's needed? It's all good and well individuals making their difference, but when companies, when organizations turn around and make pledges like that, is that important?
Absolutely. So what we do at Jumeirah Saadia is obviously we're setting a good example, but if guests come and stay with us and learn something and then go home and change something in their own lives, then we're really making a difference. And if kids come and they're in the kids club and we're doing activities and they're learning about the environment and what they can do to help, we hope it's a snowball effect. So they'll go home and hopefully change something in their own behavior, and like that, we should begin to see a change.
There are so many different initiatives that are being put into place at this particular resort as well. And just before I move on to some of those specifics, in terms of the reaction you've got from other hoteliers and other hotel organizations, are they watching on with interest to see whether this is something they can roll out as well?
Absolutely. Everybody's watching what we're doing, and the partners that we've worked with have also had calls to come and take a look at their properties and see what they can be implementing in the same vein as what we're doing, which is fabulous.
Let's get to the specifics if we can. Plastic bottles for guests, reusable plastic bottles for guests. How does this work for people checking into the hotel?
So as a guest is arriving, the team present a sports bottle to the guest, a reusable sports bottle, which they can then reuse throughout their stay, take home with them as well, reminder and a souvenir of their holiday. Next step is actually to get guests to bring their own sports bottles in to, you know, proactively do it. That's what I hope to start seeing next. But right now, it's really focused on introducing the concept to them and getting them engaged in it.
I found this was a really, really clever move in many ways. Because when I came down, when I came down and I got it, and I checked in quite late and I got my bottle, etc., and then I went back to the room. And then when I checked out the following day, I took my bottle back and tried to give it back to the receptionist. She said, No, that's yours. You keep it, etc. So it stayed in the bag, went home. And then when I got home a couple of days later, one of my daughters came up and said, "Oh, Dad, I really like that bottle that you've brought back. Can I have it, please?" Yeah. So that's now become part of a lunchbox, which then goes around to different schools and other people see it, etc. Yeah. So the message gets out, the brand sort of gets out, and the story behind that as well, which is clever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and that was certainly, we want, as Emily has said, we really want to get that message spread. We want people to start to live that life.
I've just got a question, Tom. When you stayed at the Jumeirah Saadiyat Resort and you were given that plastic bottle, were you not weirded out that it was refillable? Because a lot of people, especially guests, domestic guests, would find it weird. You know, you've partnered with a water company called Trust Your Water, and I guess a lot of people in the UAE don't. So I guess, are you also raising awareness that, you know, if you have the right water filtration system that gets cleaned regularly, it is completely safe to consume water here from the tap?
Yes, and that was one of our first concerns, but we haven't had very much negative reaction about it, in fact, from the local community either. In fact, positive reaction more than sort of concerns. And we do see people going and filling their water bottles on a regular basis, regardless of who they are. Mm.
Great initiatives inside the hotel, and we'll get back to a few of those in a moment, but also outside as well. I mean, there's not many hotels that have their own resident marine biologist on hand as well, and none other than the Island Whisperer. I mean, your sort of responsibility goes further than the resort itself. It goes to the island and the natural beauty of Saadiyat as a whole. Again, is that something that you think the properties on the island need to take into account, but also those that are staying in the properties, they're just coming in for a week or a couple of weeks or a few days, etc. Does everyone have a responsibility to maintaining the natural beauty of the island?
Yeah, definitely. So Saadiyat Island is a marine protected area. This means all the hotels operating within the area do have a responsibility. But of course, if something happens further down the beach, I'm not going to say, no, it's not on Jumeirah land. Of course, part of my job and part of wanting to become a marine biologist was to help all marine life, all wildlife. So in this respect, I do help out as much as possible, and we kind of oversee all the operations, marine side of things on the island. But yeah, we all have a responsibility, and Sadia is unique that it's one of the only nesting sites in the UAE that also is a tourist destination. So we have a really unique opportunity to connect with the guests and with the residents and show them that, you know, these turtles do nest. They've been nesting long before hotels came along, before residents came along. And if we protect the environment in the right way, then they're going to continue to nest.
I know that, you know, both of you have helped to organise Swim for Clean Seas, beach cleanups as well. Are initiatives like that essential to help spread the word a little further than just the hotel guests?
Definitely. So a lot of our work is with the community. Yeah. Obviously, we offer a lot of things for hotel guests, but a lot of it is working with the local community, working with local schools and universities to try and educate the community a bit more. And the beach cleanups, it's not just kind of an abstract idea. You know, when we do occasionally get dead turtles that wash up on the beach, they have plastics in their stomach. So this is not just something that you read online and you kind of think it's a separate issue. It's happening on Sadiat. So it's really important to drive the message home and to have the cleanups on the beach, because this is where the issues are occurring.
And again, is that something that you look to get your staff invigorated and involved in from the very off?
Yeah, we started off with some very early morning beach cleanups, 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning, and the team became engaged, and which is great. You know, we have 10, 15 people will come down, and then afterwards we'll have a nice breakfast and celebrate all of the work that they did, and they enjoy it, and I think they feel that they're giving something back as well and participating in what's going on here.
We talked about the success from the early openings in 2018, now 2019, the first 12 months of the hotel. Here we go, 2020, big year for everyone here in the UAE, I'm sure for you guys as well. Is part of the challenge maintaining those efforts to the standard at which you've achieved already? You've raised the bar fairly high, set it very high already. Is it maintaining that or going further than that in the year to come?
Going further than that. So I want to keep moving forward. As I said, I want to put some initiatives in to get people to proactively participate by bringing their own sports bottles, perhaps, looking at other initiatives in the hotel. What other things can we do? We're constantly evolving in what we're doing within the resort, in front of house as well as in the back of the house. So the team are on it.
And Emily, are we seeing the results? Obviously, we hear so much about the initiatives, beach cleanup, swims, etc., all the efforts that you and others are implementing. Are we seeing the benefits now?
Yeah, so I'm really glad to report that this year, 2019, Sadiat Beach had 6 turtle nests, which is far and beyond anything that we've had in previous years. So this is a few hundred hatchlings that made it out to the sea. And then working with the Environment Agency over the last winter season, we rescued and rehabilitated more than 80 hawksbill turtles. So it is making a difference. It kind of, if you think worldwide, maybe, you know, individuals probably feel like what they're doing is quite a small impact, but, you know, keep doing it, because actually it does make a big difference. If communities get behind initiatives, if you know, talk to your friends, talk to your families, get them to change their behaviours, actually we can have an impact.
We appreciate all the hard work, all the initiatives, and of course you coming in nice and early this morning as well to talk to us here at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. Linda, last one from me. If people want to find out more about the initiatives, they want to find out more about the resort, mm-hmm. Do they go to the website? Do they go to the social media pages?
Yes, our social media pages are a great place to go. They can also send us an email on jsiquestions@jumeirah.com, and we'll also be happy to answer that. That way.
I feel awful for my... I should have wrestled my Jumeirah Sadiat bottle off one of my daughters this morning. I brought it with me.
We brought ours.
Should have brought it with me. Now I'm thinking, you know, hindsight's an amazing thing. Linda, Emily, thank you so much indeed for being with us. Really appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of the week down here in Abu Dhabi, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very
much. Thank you so much.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.